welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you have grown something before. Maybe you have your own garden. Do you? Have you planted seeds? What are you growing in yours? How about good food? We're going to sing a song called God Makes Good Food Grow in My Garden. Let's sing together.
God makes good food grow in my garden. He loves me. God makes good food grow in my garden. I love him. God makes good food grow in my garden. He loves me. God makes good food grow in my garden. I love him.
My girls and I love to pick fresh fruit from the tree. If you've never done it, I hope you'll get to do it soon. We have plum trees at our house and we get to pick plums. And we have family with persimmon trees and we get to pick persimmons from there. There's all kinds of good foods. So this next song we're going to sing is called, I Like to Eat an Apple. Think of all the fun fruits that God gives us. Let's sing.
I like to eat an apple picked from the apple tree. Dear Jesus sends the sun and rain to make them grow for me. I like to eat an apple picked from the apple tree. Dear Jesus sends the sun and rain to make them grow for me.
It's time for a fun food activity. Today's activity is about legumes. Legumes? What are those? Daniel ate legumes. Legumes are foods that grow inside a pod of a plant, and they can be split down the middle. For example, beans, peas, and peanuts. You know those ones. Beans, peas, and peanuts. Those are some legumes. They are high in protein, and that helps build up your body. How many kinds of legumes can you name? I'll help you. There's pinto beans, black beans,
garbanzo beans,
kidney beans,
green peas,
lentils, and there's other kinds too, but those are the ones I can think of. Look for legumes or beans in your meal today and tomorrow, and when you find them, you can tell your mom or dad and ask if you got it right. Can you remember some ways that we ate beans this week?
Hummus, mashed, and salad, and soup, and burritos.
You can eat them in a burrito, like a bean burrito. You can eat beans and peas in a salad. You can mash them up and have them with rice. You can make a hummus and spread it on bread. You can have peanut butter. There's lots of different ways. What ways do you like to eat beans or other legumes?
Burritos. Why picking your hands?
Do you want to follow God's food plan? So you can be healthy and wise?
Yes!
Our story today is about how Daniel made a good choice to eat the best foods that God gave to him. And you know what God did? Made him 10 times wiser. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for the Bible. Please help us to learn about you as we learn about four brave boys. In Jesus' name, amen. Daniel and his three friends were taken far away from their homes. Daniel and his three friends believed in Jesus. And even though they were very lonely, they knew that Jesus was with them all the time. And they had promised to always love and obey only Jesus. Did that make Jesus happy? Yes, yes, it made Jesus very happy. The king in that faraway country wanted Daniel and his three friends to be his special helpers, so the king was very kind to them. He said that they could even eat the food from his own table that he ate. But When Daniel and his three friends saw the food and the drink that the king used, they knew they couldn't obey what the king said for them to eat and drink. Why couldn't they eat the king's food? Because the kind of food the king ate would not be good for their bodies or their minds. The king ate meat and lots of sweet foods and fatty foods and drank alcohol. Are those good foods for us to eat? No, no. What did Daniel ask the servant to give him to eat? They asked for good foods like fruits. Is fruit good for us? Yes. I really like peaches and cherries and blueberries and bananas. And what else did he eat? He asked for vegetables that are good for us. I like sweet potatoes and green beans. And he also asked for yummy foods like cereal and nuts and raisins. Good foods that taste so good and make our bodies strong, and good foods to help us to think better. The servant wanted to please Daniel and his three friends, but he was afraid. He didn't know any boys that didn't like eating the king's food. He didn't know any boys who only ate fruits and vegetables and the other good foods Daniel asked for. What if the four boys got sick? What if the king found out that they had disobeyed him? The nice servant might be in big trouble. Then Daniel thought of a good idea. Just give us good food that we're asking for 10 days. How many days? 10 days. And see if it makes us strong or if it makes us weak. Did the servant say he would do that? Yes, you got 10 days to try your food. Did Daniel and his friends get sick from eating good food? No. Were they better than the other students? Yes. Did the kind servant let them keep eating the good food? Fruits and vegetables, nuts, grains? Yes, he did. When it was time for the king to find out what the students had learned, he asked Daniel and his friends very hard questions. And guess what? They knew all the right answers. The king was so surprised. They knew 10 times more than the other students. Do you think this made the king happy? Oh, yes. Do you think Daniel and his friends were happy that they had chosen to keep their promise to always love and obey Jesus? Yes, they were glad that they had chosen to give their bodies the best kind of food and drink that Jesus wanted them to have. Are you choosing to always love and obey Jesus? Let's ask Jesus to help us always choose to obey him. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Daniel 1:17. God gave them knowledge and skill. You can point up to heaven like you're pointing up to God, and then hold out your hands like you're giving something to someone. God gave them knowledge. You can tap on your head because your brain, where you think is inside your head, have knowledge and skill. You can use your hands moving around like you're doing something, hard work. Are you ready? Let's try it again. God gave them knowledge and skill. Daniel 1:17. Let's try it together. God gave them knowledge and skill.
Yeah.
Daniel
1:17.
Let's fold our hands and you can repeat after me. Dear Jesus. Thank you. For good food.
Thank you for good food.
And water. Help us.
Keep our body healthy.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Daniel and his three friends trusted Jesus, and they stood on his promises. So join us for our closing song, Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises of God.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.